A central difference between the economic stimulus proposals by the White House and congressional Democrats is the amount of federal aid to states. State legislators say they're facing a historic fiscal crisis with budget shortfalls totaling at least $70 billion this year alone. Democrats would commit at least $30 billion to help states cover Medicaid, Homeland Security, and other rising expenses. Some conservatives believe many states overspent during the boom years, and President Bush's plan would offer states little direct aid, NPR's Chris Arnold reports.
As governors around the country are being sworn into office with the start of the new year, many face the thankless task of making deep cuts in state services. In his inaugural address, Massachusetts' new Republican governor Mitt Romney tried to prepare the public, saying that the windfall of state revenues during the stock market boom is gone.
We've used up virtually all our cash, borrowed all the banks will lend us, and we're still spending much more than we're earning. We are facing a financial emergency. There's no easy way out of the mess. There's no time to wait for the fruits of careful streamlining and restructuring. We must take immediate, hard action.
Facing a $3 billion budget gap, the Romney administration says Massachusetts is in its worst fiscal crisis since the Great Depression. But some conservative policy groups are skeptical of such pronouncements.
How can that be? I mean, they say this is the worst fiscal crisis since the Great Depression, but this last recession we've had was probably one of the mildest recessions we've ever had.
Chris Atkins is director of fiscal policy for the American Legislative Exchange Council. He says just a few years ago, the states were flush with money. Across the country, he says states on average increased their spending by 69% during the 90s. State tax revenues then fell 6% in fund year 2002. So Atkins says the states should just pare back spending to where it was a few years ago, and he doesn't see a need for federal assistance, such as the $30-plus billion being called for by Democrats.
The Fed's bailing out the states, and their fiscal crisis would be like a parent who enables a child. The states have gotten themselves into this mess by failing to keep taxes and spending to low growth levels over the past decade. States have the resources necessary to provide core services to their citizens.
But even some tax watchdog groups think the situation is more serious. They argue that spending did not explode during the 90s, growing by less than 6% annually. Michael Widmer of the Massachusetts Taxpayers Foundation says his state has been responsible.
We would, by and large, give the legislature positive marks. They set aside major funds in a rainy day reserve, which has been absolutely critical. Also, there were major tax cuts. And total spending went up at a modest rate.
Around the country, states cut more than $30 billion in annual taxes between 1995 and 2001. Widmer says spending looks particularly modest considering that health care and Medicaid costs are rising at double-digit rates and now account for a full third of state spending. Add to that rising expenditures for education and public safety, and that's the vast majority of a state's budget. Raymond Shapak heads the National Governors Association. He says most states have now burned through their cash reserve funds. Since the states cannot by law run deficits, and raising taxes is politically difficult, he says if states do not get help from Washington, many will have to make painful cuts in those core services.
If they don't see some pretty major help from Washington, particularly on health care, you're going to see draconian cuts, literally hundreds of thousands of people knocked off the rolls for Medicaid. And it's unfortunately going to be a lot of the single women and children, because other populations are required by the federal government. So states don't have any option, for example, in long-term care.
In addition, some state officials are growing concerned about the Bush proposal to stop taxing dividends. They worry that will make stocks with hefty dividends more attractive than their own tax-free municipal bonds. That might force the states to offer higher interest rates, which could cost them more money down the road. Chris Arnold, NPR News, Boston.